Alrighty. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours is Janice Barcello. Her websites are birthofanewearth.com, and her blogspot is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. She is the author of Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, Exposing Systematic Violence During Hospital Birth and the Hijacking of Human Love. Now, Janice, right before we went to the break, you were talking about, well, a sperm war issue in the vagina when multiple partners are participating.
That's right.
There, I said it.
Yeah, so what happens is when a woman is having multiple partners and they're all ejaculating inside of her, men actually produce something called killer sperm, and those sperm are designed to kill off the sperm of the competition. So these sperm would not really be present unless she has multiple partners. There'd be no reason for a man to produce killer sperm, or they would not be activated. Let's say it that way. But when they are activated, when there's a lot of killer sperm, naturally the vagina, that's a sperm war we call it, there's actually a book about this called Sperm Wars, the vagina becomes extremely toxic, and so women are susceptible to extreme infections like vaginosis or there's another one that I forgot the name of.
Chlamydia? Chlamydia?
No, not chlamydia. But they're very dangerous infections, in other words, and they are completely the result of having multiple partners. And I would imagine if you're a man and you're engaged in anal sex and having anal sex a lot of time with multiple partners, you're going to have an even worse situation inside your body than a woman would have, because you're also mixing all of this with excrement, and this really is not a good thing, folks. It's really not a good thing. But the whole issue starts with violating the Creator's design. And that design is based on love. It is based on monogamy. It is based on the creation of families, of happy families that stay together. And, of course, we're at the place in our culture where we would say, oh, that's nonsense. Monogamy is for the birds, and who needs monogamy? We just want to have sex. Because people are now very addicted to their physical pleasure, because they find no other pleasure in the technological world in which we live. And so they become addicted to whacking off or masturbating or, you know, really stuff that's going to deplete and deteriorate your life. So we need to be aware of that. We need to be aware that babies are being conceived in this kind of an energetic field. Okay. And then I mentioned earlier that I'm writing my second book. Once this baby has been conceived, number one, it's going to be in the womb completely alone for 6 to 8 weeks before the mother realizes she's pregnant, because this has not been a conscious conception. And there's nobody there to greet the baby. The baby is completely by itself, which is a very lonely thing. When a conscious conception happens, the parents are actually calling the baby forth before conception. They're building a relationship with the child before conception. But here, most of the time, 99.9%, nobody even knows the baby's there. So the baby's completely alone. The mother finds out she's pregnant somewhere 6 to 8 weeks usually. And then she's like, oh, shit. What am I going to do? Maybe I should kill my baby. Maybe I should. So this is this baby's first imprint of relationship. And this is an imprint that says, I'm not loved. I'm not wanted. I'm not even lovable, because my own mother wants to kill me.
Sure.
All right. So this carries with us, folks.
Now, what you mentioned ultrasound.
Yes.
What would a baby think when it is being attacked with ultrasound?
There's so much going on with ultrasound, and again, this is what I was coming to, is what's happening with prenatal care. Number one, ultrasound are very high frequencies, and adults can't hear them, but children can. Okay, so to a baby in the womb, it's like similar to being in a subway station when the trains are rolling in. This is how loud it is. And of course, I heard an interview with a 2.5-year-old child. This is all in my forthcoming book, by the way, where she was saying she was the thunder. She was afraid of the thunder. The thunder was very loud, and she had to get away from the thunder, so she went up in the clouds.
Wow.
And the thunder went away, which means that she dissociated in the womb. Okay, she left her body in order to get, this is what they're looking for. This is what they are trying to achieve, is to get the children to dissociate so that the children can be programmed with an alter personality that will be in service to the dark forces. That's what it's all about. So ultrasound is not only loud, but it's incredibly damaging. It's damaging to the neurology of the baby. It's damaging to the developing brain. It's damaging to the reproductive organs. And so we have babies being born with deformed reproductive organs in very, very large numbers right now. No doubt, because these people are holding that ultrasound transducer by the genitals for such a long period of time to try to find out the sex.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Okay. Which is ridiculous. I mean, who cares which sex it is? I mean, as long as you have a healthy baby. But also it causes sterility, right?
Obviously, they're using it as a form of contraception. So if you expose the adult male scrotum to 2 15-minute blasts of ultrasound, that man will be infertile for a minimum of 6 months.
Wow.
And it could be permanent. So what do we think is happening to the developing testes and ovaries of a baby in the womb when you're blasting these frequencies at their genitals? Do you really think these babies are going to be able to have children? I have a theory. I think we're going to have a very serious. In a sense, it's good if people stop reproducing right now because they're so unconscious. And they're bringing children onto the planet in this way is extremely harmful, not just to the children, but to all life forms because of what mankind is becoming as a result of all of this trauma. We are the most dangerous life form ever to exist.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned early on the word Illuminati. And now when a particular group decides to establish a chapter of the Illuminati, is that group wholly aware of what they are doing? I know that's putting you on the spot, but are people aware of exactly how the Illuminati, how dangerous, how satanical the Illuminati is?
Well, let me say this. Number one, the word Illuminati or Freemasons, all these words that everybody uses, it's all Jews. This is all Jewish Kabbalistic sorcery. All of these secret societies, there's an origin to them. And that origin is in Judaism, Luciferianism, Satanism. People don't just make a decision, I'm going to just create a chapter of the Illuminati. They're groomed. They're groomed to be part of
Okay,
you don't just make up your mind you're going to go, you know, create your own chapter of something. You have to be groomed and brought into it or tricked into it. And once you're in it, you know, there's a lot of financial rewards when you're involved in Satanism and Luciferianism and the practice of Kabbalistic sorcery. And this is what draws a lot of people in, right? But once you're in, it's very difficult to get out. And sometimes, like people that join Freemasonry, they don't realize what they're involved in until they're very deep into it. And then it can be life-threatening to try to make your way out. People do make their way out all the time. And so we have survivor after survivor coming forward and exposing what's really happening. But it's, you know, it's better not to be tempted by these forces. And money is the main temptation. Of course, sex is the other one, right? Pornographic. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So I could get into this whole political thing of what's going on with with them filming all of our politicians having sex with children. You know, they lure these guys into these very compromised situations and they film it. And it's the same cult that's doing all of this, that's doing the filming, that's doing the manipulating, that's luring people into these very compromised situations so that they can then control those people. Right? Expose what they have on film. This is all the same cult doing all of this stuff. And that includes, you know, getting back to the whole issue of prenatal care. Yes, ultrasound is a major weapon, and this book is even painful for me to write about ultrasound because I'm just disgusted with how very serious it is and how much the babies, you know, the alteration in the babies is going to be intergenerational because it goes right down to the DNA.
Sure, and they propose ultrasound. The doctor suggests, oh, we need to find out if the baby's okay, and we need to find out, you want to know what sex it is. And they promote it as something very beneficial that will help the mother, because of course she doesn't want to have a baby that might have imperfections, and so they promote it.
Well, the truth is, Deanna, yes, they play on mother's fears that something will be wrong with the baby, okay?
Sure.
And if something, and there's a good chance something will be wrong with the baby because of what the mother and the father are doing, right, in terms of the toxicity of their lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If there is something wrong with the baby, there's nothing the medical system is going to do. All right, if they do anything, let's say they find some disorder that they can do surgery on the baby, which is very, very rare, but they're also going to be torturing the baby with the surgery because no anesthetic is used on babies when they
Yes.
And this goes for any baby in a hospital at any time. There is no surgery, no anesthesia being given to these children. That goes for circumcision as well, or if your baby's in the neonatal intensive care unit. They will paralyze those babies with paralysis drugs so that the babies can't move or scream, but they will not give them anesthetic.
Oh, again, why? Why is that?
They will tell you that it's too dangerous. Isn't it too dangerous to cleave open a baby's chest and do heart surgery? Is that a little bit dangerous?
Well, they do the same thing when they're extracting organs from live people. They give them paralyzing drugs so that they can't yell, because basically in the harvesting of organs, the doctor is actually killing the patient for money.
That's what we have to point out, is that this is a pattern in the medical system not to use anesthetic. Okay, this is happening all the time. I've had one mother after another mother come to me and say they did a C-section on me and I could feel everything.
Holy cow.
So we're talking about the deliberate torture of medical patients, including the most vulnerable.
Oh my goodness.
And so if there's an ultrasound and that ultrasound finds something that they can do surgery for, your baby's in even more danger.
Yikes.
Okay. And if you have a baby and there's something wrong with your baby, the chances are you will miscarry. If you're stupid enough to let them vaccinate you, which is something else they're promoting right now.
Sure.
If you get the flu vaccine, you have a 4,250% increased chance that your baby will die.
Sure, with mercury.
Or it has a chance to be born. So we have to get on this whole thing that prenatal care, this is all Luciferian reversals. There's nothing beneficial in anything. Not a single thing that they do is beneficial. All of it is harmful, and all of it is purposefully harmful. It is designed to be harmful. That is not to say that everybody that works in the medical industry understands or knows this on a conscious level. It is to say that there are those who know, and they are Luciferians, And there are a lot of Luciferians working in the medical industry. Of course, the people who create these protocols, they know exactly what they're doing.
Sure.
Then there's the people who are automatons, right? They're under mind control. They've been through the mind control of medical school, or they've been through the mind control of nursing school. They come into the medical field. They're still under mind control. They're totally denying everything their instincts are telling them, in complete denial of their body, screaming at what they're being forced to do. And they do it anyway. You see?
Right.
So at some level, all of them know, but there is a number of them who don't consciously know, who haven't consciously addressed what they're participating in. And sometimes they're the most dangerous. When people are under mind control, we don't know what they're capable of doing. You know, if a mother is capable of handing her infant son over to these satanic priests, this is exactly what they are, to have his penis mutilated, we don't know what else she's capable of. She becomes
right.
a dangerous threat to the survival of her child.
Right. Now, there are some in some states, vaccines are mandatory, which is horrible. How can a government make something that is so harmful mandatory? I guess the same people are in charge of the government, right?
That's exactly right, Deanna. And if you're in a state where vaccines are mandatory, you got to get out of there.
Exactly, okay, which is what I would do.
You cannot stay there. Anybody that's going into the medical system at any time is in danger, okay? I'm sorry to say this, but it's especially dangerous if you're pregnant to go to these people and even tell them about your pregnancy.
Sure.
Okay, a much better bet is to find what's called in the United States a certified professional midwife, not
right.
a certified nurse midwife. There's two different kinds.
Oh.
You don't want a nurse midwife because they're midwives. All right, you want a CPM, a certified professional midwife who is trained to do home birth. Okay, and if you're in a state where vaccines are mandatory, then you need to find a place to give birth out of that state with a certified professional midwife who's not going to command you to inject your child with neurotoxic poisons. Or you need to birth your kid unassisted with just you and your family. And more people are doing this right now because they've been extremely traumatized during hospital birth, and they don't want to go that route again. Or they've also been traumatized by having a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, I don't want any medical people at my birth, because all they do is interfere and make it dangerous.
Sure. Well, so many women just have been indoctrinated to think that they need to have a doctor, that as soon as they find out that they're pregnant, they need to run to the doctor, they need to do all of these things, they need to have a doctor. But, I mean, this is a relatively new kind of a concept. People used to have babies at home. That was how they had them. And the highest percentage of deaths resulted from doctors who had dirty hands, who came and helped with the birth after they had just taken care of a corpse.
Well, we have to understand that we're being lied to, because the standard line is women used to die during childbirth until the advent of the medical system. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Number one, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
If so many babies were dying, we wouldn't be here right now. That's number one. Number two, the United States has one of the highest infant and maternal mortality rates in the world.
True.
And that is precisely because we are giving birth within the confines of a Luciferian occult system.
Yikes. All righty, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
lenders. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All righty. Welcome back. Our guest the first 2 hours today is Janice Barcello. Her website is birthofanewearth.com, and her blogspot is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. She is the author of Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, Exposing Systematic Violence During Hospital Birth, and the Hijacking of Human Love. And the information that you've given today is just wonderful, and I thank you for being so candid and not pussyfooting around, as somebody in the chat room said.
It gets boring if you pussyfoot around, and I really don't trust people who are not willing to tell the whole truth.
Sure.
People are so afraid to touch this issue about the Jews, and I understand it because I think we all have a cellular memory of what this cult is capable of, including, you know, as we are here on Easter Sunday, the murder, the brutal satanic sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So we have to address this, and more than anything, the Jewish people have to address this, because as I was mentioning earlier, they've been kicked out of so many countries, so all the Jews are being punished, even though not all the Jews are guilty, of course, of these horrifically satanic acts. All of them suffer as a result of being members of this cult. And it is a satanic cult. It is a Luciferian cult. There's very high-level Jewish people that will tell you straight up that they worship Lucifer. And this is, you can find this out by doing a little bit of research. And the world needs to know this. And I got a feeling this is going to be the year, because I'm seeing stuff in this administration that's never happened before. So, for example, Trump not mentioning all the 6 million Jews dying in the Holocaust, and instead making reference to all of the people who died, but not focusing on the 6 million Jews, which is a total lie. It's a complete fabrication from which the Jews have made a tremendous amount of money. But also, Sean Spicer slipped up the other day and said something about even Hitler didn't use chemical weapons against his own people. That's a big whoops, you know, because supposedly all these people were gassed, which is, all of this is completely fabricated. None of it is true.
Absolutely, you're right. It's just another false flag to get military action.
It's also they've been getting reparations. Germany's been paying the Jewish people.
Oh, I know.
For decades, you know. I mean, they're yes. raking in a bundle of money for something that never happened. But this is how these demonic forces operate. It's sure. not, of course, again, I stress, it's not how all Jewish people operate, but the ones that don't agree with this kind of stuff really need to separate themselves at this time and come forward and expose what they know in order to save their own souls, basically. I really think that. But there may be at some time in the near future another pogrom when people find out, when people begin to realize how much, even the whole Federal Reserve and just the amount of how much we have been screwed.
Yes.
By this cult, in the form of paying taxes, all of this money, you know, is going
sure.
to these same satanic forces. So when the American people wake up to it, I think there's going to be some hell to pay.
But you know, it's amazing to me that people who claim that they are very well educated, that they have read all of these books, and yet they absolutely refuse to even consider that Jewish influence has had anything to do with our culture, with our economic situation, with our medical situation. How can anybody be educated or claim to be educated and well-read? How can they even suggest that the Jews had nothing to do with it?
Well, when you look at education, we have to understand that it's indoctrination.
Sure.
System has turned into is a form of mind control, and people are force-fed or spoon-fed lies about our origins, lies about any number of things, including the so-called Holocaust and all of this stuff has been fed into our brain.
Sure. Well, I'm talking about people in the alternative media.
Oh, yeah.
Who claim this. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. We'll pick this up on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was referring to people in the so-called alternative media who will not address the issue of the Jews, even though they are intelligent, educated, self-educated on certain subjects. They will not touch the Jews, even when doing so would not harm them in their occupation. I know that there are some people who are still working and use an alternative name, so that they won't be recognized because they still are employed. They don't want to lose their jobs. But they're, if you've been researching enough, you're going to run into the truth. It's going to knock you over. You're going to find it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I think, as I said before, there's an instinctual fear because we all have cellular memory of what the cult is capable of. If anyone Googles Jewish human sacrifice, for example, you're going to get a taste of what's been going on for the last couple hundred years of what they're doing. I mean, they kill children regularly. Some of these children have been found with holes in the body in the shape of the Kabbalistic tree of life where their blood was drained. So
the tree of life.
You know the Kabbalistic tree of life? It's this anyway, I don't even want to visualize it in my head because it's so evil. They're basically worshiping 10 gods. And actually, Tex Mars, in his book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews, writes about this extensively, about the gods that they're worshiping. It's not a monotheistic religion. And they are worshiping demons who have lots of sex. And it is a sex cult. So hence we have pornography and all kinds of
plural marriage and everything else.
What's that?
Plural marriage and other kinds of things.
All kinds of aberrations and anomalies and just, I think they're attacks against God, basically. They're attacks against the Creator's order. It's part of the Luciferian rebellion. But anyway, in terms of people who won't come forward, I mean, some of the strongest, most forceful speakers, like Passio, has never called out the Jews.
Right.
I've never once heard him call out the Jews. Tessarian. Right? Not either. These are strong, supposedly strong men. Right, who are truth tellers.
Right.
And yet, what's up? Not talking about this piece.
Tex really puts it out there. I've got that book. I'll have to look that up.
Which book?
The one that you just mentioned, his latest book.
Tex, T-E-X-E, Mars, M-A-R-R-S.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't get it on Amazon anymore, but you can get it, just Google it. You can get it on his website and other places. It's a must read for people to understand what we're really dealing with here.
Sure. He sent me the book, so I have it.
I've got beautiful. You might want to interview him.
I have, and I also wrote a review of that book on Amazon. I'm sure it's not there anymore.
No, they've wiped it. They've wiped it. So this is also what the cult is capable of, trying to erase the information, trying to prevent people from learning the truth, sending 80-year-olds to jail. You know, I've forgotten the lady's name in Germany.
She's 87.
Ursula Haverbeck. Right. I mean, putting her in jail for telling the truth about the Hollow Hoax. This is what they do. They create laws. That's why we call it a judicial system, because it is.
Right. Right.
And even education. We have to see how we're being played with language here. They are very manipulative and have a tremendous amount of power to control our minds. They're experts at mind control. So we just need to be aware of this, and we need to be willing to look for the truth, find the truth, and then once we find it, to try to speak the truth, even though it can get us in a heap of shit with people that we love and people that we care about because they're not ready to know the truth yet. But hopefully, with each person that comes online, it gets easier. And getting back to this whole, what I was saying before about the fact that hospitals are Luciferian temples of the occult, we need to understand that that whole system is controlled by that cult at this time. And a lot of what they're doing in hospitals is an attempted soul snatching. And that's why it's torture. Every aspect, basically, of what they're doing to sick people is torturing them and slowly killing them, but draining all of their life force and draining all of their blood. They're vampires, right? And draining all of their money and draining everything out of these people before they die.
Sure. Well, even when they're born, if you're born C-section, they drain your cord blood. They take that cord blood that should go to the child, and they sell it.
Yes, they do. There's a website. It's, you can no longer get to it, but I have it on my blog. I got screenshots of it before they took it offline. It was called infants-blood.info.
Uh-huh.
And on this site, they were selling cord blood or infant's blood, and they were talking about the benefits. Like the Luciferians think if they consume this blood or if they get transfused with children's blood, then they will live longer and have a healthier life. It will make them youthful. And so I've also got on my blog. My blog is very hard-hitting, and you could spend a couple of years there reading all the stuff. But like the guy Peter Thiel, who controls PayPal, he's all about this. He's all about children's blood, utilizing children's blood to keep himself youthful. And he talks about it. You know, the Luciferians are trying to mainstream this right now. And even Dr. Mercola had an article on his website about the benefits of young blood,
yikes,
which I also put on my blog. They're trying to mainstream cannibalism right now. And I created a video on my YouTube channel about this at Birth of a New Earth. The YouTube channel is called Birth of a New Earth. Okay, so go to my YouTube channel. I did an interview with Dr. Paul Byrne, who's talking about organ donation, which is organ theft, which is medical murder that you acknowledged earlier, Deanna. Well, what do we think they want all these organs for? Why are the Israelis stealing all the organs of all these people? Yeah. What do you think? It's not to put them in other people, unless they're ingesting them. Okay, they're cannibals. That's why.
Yikes. Yikes.
This is there's not that many people that need organ transplants. I'm sorry. Something else is going on. The level.
Never thought of it that way. I know that I've interviewed both Bernice Jones and Dr. Paul Byrne several times. Yes. Breaks my heart every time I have them on. But I never thought of it as they're using these organs for other purposes.
Absolutely.
Holy cow. I mean,
look at Rockefeller had how many hearts? I think he had like 7 to 10 heart transplants, and all those people were slowly tortured to death.
Yeah.
With harvesting of their hearts, and now have their energies mixed with David Rockefeller?
Well, he's dead. He's rotten. He's burning in hell, hopefully.
Hopefully we have the power, because I did this right away, to close the portal so he can't get back in. Because we have to do this consciously to make the determination that these entities cannot come back in. But part of this also is that we have to get a hold of our own carnal impulses, because we're inviting the in when we conceive children through fleshy activity.
Right.
Okay, we're participating in bringing these dark beings onto our planet based on the way we're having sex. And if we're watching porn, definitely we're contributing to this issue. So for people to understand the porn piece, that's a whole nother show. It's a very, very deep topic. And we want people to understand that they use pornography to break down cultures. So, for example, when the Israelis blew up a part of Palestine, this happened some years ago, they went in and took over the television station and started blasting pornography into the homes of the Palestinian people 24/7.
That's what they did when the U.S. military went into Iraq. They took over all the theaters and started promoting pornography. I mean, that's what they did.
They do this because these are these people are very religious and very guarded, you know, with their bodies and all that stuff. And so they're trying to break the whole society. They're trying to break everybody down. They did this in Germany, in Weimar Germany, right before World War II. Germany was turning into what the United States has turned into. Right. I mean, they're doing the exact same thing here that they did in Germany right before World War II, which has turned it into this debauchery. You know, it's just total sleaze everywhere you look. Our children are being taught about masturbation and homosexuality and transgenderism at 5 years old. They're being shown pictures of adults having intercourse.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding. This is all in my talk, Deanna. If you haven't seen the talk or you haven't gotten the double DVD set, I recommend you do, because the information in this about what's happening in our schools, just that portion of it needs to be known. The whole thing, it's got a lot of information that really needs to be known. But pornography is a weapon, and so is the medical system. Everything they're doing is weaponized against us, and to turn us toward the dark forces, right, to get us to align ourselves with the Luciferian agenda. And we've bought it hook, line, and sinker. We're out there having sex, right? Yep, making babies totally recklessly, condemning our children to a life of suffering.
Yikes.
And of course, when our children suffer, we suffer too. When you birth your babies in violence, and by the way, 95% of hospital births are considered traumatic.
And could you explain exactly in which way they are traumatic? Just briefly.
All right. I'll try to be as brief as possible, but this is another two-hour show.
Basically, oh, I know.
When you allow them to do an induction, okay, what you're doing is you're allowing them to force your baby out of the womb before he or she is ready to be born. So you are allowing a medically induced premature birth of your baby through drugs that are extremely violent to force your baby out. And these drugs they turn the uterus into a trash compactor. All right, and they'll crush the baby. They'll force the baby. Instead of trying to help the baby, push the baby through, these actually crush the baby, smash the baby, torture the baby through the use of drugs like Pitocin, which is given at more than 80% of hospital births now. Pitocin is also a drug that will cause the mother extreme pain. All right, those contractions are not natural. There's nothing natural about Pitocin contractions, and they are designed to hurt the mother and to hurt the baby and to make the birth a painful process, which it is not supposed to be, according to the Creator's design. The Creator has designed it so that it will be supremely pleasurable and filled with love.
Wow.
And they've turned it on its head and made it a torturous and dangerous and painful thing. All right, I could spend a long time talking about Pitocin. Get my book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, if you want to understand this deeper. Epidural, which most women are repeatedly asked, you want an epidural? Are you ready for your epidural? How many the epidural is basically, they're going into the cerebral spinal fluid. Right, they're trying to mess with the cerebral spinal fluid. The cerebral spinal fluid being where the soul, they call it the place where the soul swims. All right, it's the fluid that brings source awareness into the body. It's the fluid that protects the whole central nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, all aspects. That fluid is incredibly filled with source intelligence and source light. And they're going in with a drug that will numb that, number one, so the mother doesn't feel anything. But it will also numb her spiritual connection to source during birth. And it will separate her from her baby. So she won't be able to help her baby get born at all. And when a baby is trying to get born, it needs its mother to, you know, spiral her hips or squat or get on all fours or lift a leg up to open up the pelvis. Whatever the body is guiding a woman to do, the woman needs to do to help her baby get born, which she's not going to do if she's got an epidural because, I mean, she can't even roll over by herself because she can't feel the bottom half of her body. So her baby's on its own. And now this baby has been, let's say they've done amniotomy, they've broken the water. So they've broken that sac of protective sac of water that's supposed to protect from the intensity of contractions. They've given the mother Pitocin, so the contractions are off the charts, nonstop, one on top of another, extremely intense, totally crushing that baby with no protection because of the amniotomy. Then they come in with the epidural. Okay. So now mom isn't even going to be feeling anything. Mom's going to be feeling no pain. Baby's feeling, you know, a gazillion times the pain. Because not only is it experiencing all this intensity, but it's now experiencing a separation from its mother, right, who's no longer available to help. This baby's been completely abandoned to get born against all odds with the mother on her back to boot.
Yes.
Against gravity. All right, then, you know, I'm jumping around right now, but then the baby's going to maybe be forcefully cut out of the womb. Again, we're going to have a total separation. No, none of the neurobiology of love is going to happen because we've got chemicals of trauma, chemicals of extreme pain, chemicals that are totally the contradiction of a love-filled birth. C-section is all about traumatic experience. The baby comes out, they're going to clamp and cut that cord, cut that off from its oxygen supply, cut that baby off from its stem cells and the nutrients that are in that blood. They're going to steal one-third of that baby's blood supply because they're vampires and they drink it.
And wow. Okay, we're gonna take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And our guest has been Janice Barcello. Her website is birthofanewearth.com. Please, please, please visit that website. Visit her YouTube channel. Somebody in the in the chat room said, if you look up the definition of poison, it basically says anything that harms the body. Since all drugs have side effects, all drugs are poisons. So babies are being born with PTSD for a number of reasons, correct?
Absolutely. And interesting, she brings up the word poison, because pharmakia, which is the word that pharmacy is derived from, means sorcery. Okay, so the medical system and its drugs, we're dealing with Kabbalistic sorcery. We're dealing with a deliberate attempt to slowly poison people and to alter us. And so the drugs at birth, things like Pitocin, which is synthetic oxytocin, it's an artificial form of oxytocin. Babies are born on these opiate drugs, right? And then they grow up to become opiate addicts because their oxytocin receptor sites are damaged at birth because of these drugs. And so they don't have the capacity to produce oxytocin the way that they should, because of what the drugs that they've been born on. Okay, and then they later become opiate addicts because they're looking for that sense of well-being that should come naturally to them, but doesn't. They can only get it now through the drugs. This can be healed, folks, but we should not have to deal with trying to heal ourselves and our children from this kind of violence and deliberate abuse. And if you want to understand more, please get my book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, because it really explains a lot of this much more clearly than I can do in a two-hour show. But we've got serious problems because we've handed over our bodies to this cult and our children.
Indeed. Well, I just applaud you for the work that you're doing and your book. You know, I have your book. I've read it. It's still shocking and traumatizing to me to recognize this, because ordinary people don't think this way. Ordinary people would never think this way, would never try to harm other people. So
we're dealing with a force, a spiritual force, that's not part of organic creation. My take on this is that these beings have been created by Lucifer.
Yes.
And they don't have the capacity for love. The only way they develop a capacity for love is, number one, by being here on this planet, and number two, by blending their genes with ours through sex.
Yikes.
Or artificial reproductive technologies.
Otherwise, oh, my goodness. Well, bless your heart for doing all of this, and we need to have you back more regularly. It's just thank you so very much for joining us today, and bless you for all that you're doing. It's amazing. People need to look at your information and share it.
Deanna, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on, and thank you everybody for listening, and I'm sorry for how painful it is.
But it's necessary. It's necessary. Thank you.
You're welcome. For the awakening.
All righty. Take care. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To.
That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.